It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Friday, July 29th, 2022, the last show for the month of July. I kind of laugh when it says pugilist on there. You never hear that word anymore,
no,
Donna.
You don't.
You really don't.
What an intro, I have to say. Woo!
That comes from the mind of Greeley. So there you go. I was hoping for the wrestling one, you know.
Yeah,
with
no
the,
kidding.
With the alliance, because the I'm going to call him the immortal Ric Flair. Ric Flair is wrestling on Sunday, believe it. I don't know if you know anything about wrestling.
Well,
I have
no.
a very limited knowledge, but I know who Nature Boy is, right? Yeah. 73 years old, climbing into the ring.
Wow.
It's a pay-per-view event, and I guess he had some medical problems about 5 years ago, including four heart procedures, not necessarily open heart surgery,
but he
had a pacemaker put in.
Right.
And at that time, doctors gave him about a 15% chance of survival for everything because,
oh my God.
I mean, he's had a history with alcohol and other substances. But yeah, 73 years old, he's passed all the physical demands that have been put on him by trainers and that. So, yeah, Ric Flair is going to go out with a flare.
Well, I might have to watch that one.
He's going to go out on Sunday night.
That could be good, yes.
It could. And he's got a signature woohoo and all that. And, it could be fun. So, anyway, I was hoping for the wrestling intro, but it didn't happen. But, yeah, I would put Ric Flair in my Dangerous Alliance for
sure. So, yeah, no kidding. Maybe I can, get him on my next campaign.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And without further ado, we have Legislative District 30 State Representative candidate Donna McCoy. Boy, that's a
Yoo-hoo!
Mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Try saying that over and over and over and over.
I got writer's cramp just writing it out on the sheet of paper.
That's
so,
for sure.
The phone lines are open, by the way, if you'd like to talk to Donna. She's, of course, from Lake Havasu City, but putting a lot of miles on her vehicle, from what I understand.
We are burning up the highways, let me tell you. And we are just out there trying to be at every event, every function, every place that people come out and want to meet the candidates.
Right.
You know, we're there because it's a huge, huge district. And there are so many, I hate to say this, there are so many places in our, now current district and even before that I hadn't been. And so I'm getting to go into these wonderful new towns, small but beautiful towns, beautiful country, and I'm just enjoying every bit of this. It's amazing.
Right. Look, Colorado City, huh?
Colorado City. We've been up there several times now.
Really?
And it's beautiful. I mean, oh my gosh, the mountain area around there. We went to a concert and picnic up there for 4th of July weekend. And it was, it made your heart race. You got goosebumps. Mm. There was incredible music and this beautiful mountain range, and they shot off fireworks right over your head. Oh, I just, you know, tears, because you just feel so patriotic.
Two places I have not been in Arizona, Mogollon Rim and up in Colorado City. And I want to check them both out. And they're both very cool in the summertime, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So
when you go to Colorado City, check with me. I'll hook you up with who to go and see. And
is there a shortcut?
You know.
Yeah, no.
No. There is no shake.
You still have to go through Vegas?
Vegas, and then you have to go through...
like St. George?
St. George, and several other, and then you climb the mountain and go back down on the other side.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. And some incredible people, you know, they've had their struggles. They have majorly had struggles. And they're coming out might not have been the right word to say.
No, coming out of that era.
Coming out of that,
the Warren
struggles.
Jeffs era.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
And they're improving, doing great. They're developing, they're building. It's, you know, it's going to be an incredible place.
Does that mean you have to visit Beaver Dam and that area too?
All those areas.
They all have different campaigns.
Exactly.
Meet and greet events.
Meet and greets.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of them will try to coordinate all of them coming in, or some of them coming in, and then they go back and tell their friends. But it's a lot. I mean, we went into one little town up there, and it was kind of behind Mesquite, and a small little town, and we met in the fire station in one of the bays with the trucks, you know, and people came out from this area just to meet us. They wanted to know who the candidates were.
That's like true grassroots.
True grassroots,
yeah.
Absolutely. And it was really amazing, because Congressman Gosar was there, Senator Borelli, Representative Biasucci was there, and I had the privilege of being with that whole team of people. So it was amazing.
So speaking of which, there's an event tonight that you're going to be at with Congressman Gosar, correct?
Yes, correct. He is going to be at the GOP office in Kingman. I think it's 5:30 till 7, something like that. And anybody can come in, meet with them, talk with them. And, you know, this man is so incredible.
Yeah?
I've had the opportunity to be at multiple events with him. And when it would get slow between events, he would just sit and start talking. And you're just, like, in awe. His mind is so incredible. And what he has done for our state and our city, our counties.
The district, yeah.
The district.
Or districts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I still, you know, I had that mindset of a city, because he did so much for Lake Havasu, but he's done it for the whole district.
Yeah, his district is changing too,
yes,
no longer representing Prescott.
Right,
so,
yeah. It was a big change for him. And, of course, this is a big change for me, too.
So I have to ask you, Donna, you were on Lake Havasu City Council for 8 years with Mark Nexen. Was Cal mayor
the last two years.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But was Cal on the council also?
He was.
With you?
Right.
And I interviewed you at least a year or right before you left the council.
So that would be like a year and a half.
It was time to travel, time to do for Donna.
Right.
And what changed your mind?
Everybody says, what were you thinking?
Yeah, well, I meant to say that, too.
Yeah, it's so amazing. I got to the point of, you know, after 8 years, and it was just one of those things where my husband and I, he was getting ready to step down from a position he has with the Marine Corps League Association here in Lake Havasu. And so we were like, okay, we're going to travel. We're going to go and see things and just take our time and enjoy. And it was kind of like, yeah, I needed a little break. And then I was approached by several individuals who said, you know, you should consider this. I'm like, no, you know, we're going to do this. And then they approached me again and said, you know, Donna, we really, really need a person like you in Phoenix. And so I talked to some individuals, and then I talked with my husband, and he's like, I think you'll be great. You should do it. And the whole time, Eileen Nexen has got my arm, dragging me away. No, don't do it.
Really?
Yeah, well, we're best friends. And, she knows what Mark, you know, went through and did and they went through when he was here for 12 years as mayor.
Well, I thought, and you bring up a really good point, you know, with Eileen Nexon and Mark Nexon. You know, Mark Nexon could easily be sitting here talking to me about
the
same thing.
Absolutely.
Do you ever wonder why he's not?
You know, I do. 12 years, his you know, he worked hard his whole life. I mean, he had his accounting business at the same time that he ran as mayor. It's a lot of work. And people don't see that. They see two meetings a month, like, oh, it's a piece of cake. You're there for a couple hours. It's no big deal. It's a lot of work, let me tell you. And even on the council, it was, you know, you're at every single event that happens in this town because the individuals want to see you there. You spend a lot of time investigating, investigating, talking with staff members and about issues that come up that are problems. I mean, you represent all the people in this town or in this district.
Right.
And so it's a burden. And it's a lot to take.
So it goes from LD5 now to Legislative District 30.
30, correct.
No more Prescott, obviously, but now you have Wickenburg.
Yeah,
what's the difference?
We in 5 did not have Prescott.
Oh, right, that was the congressional district.
That was congressional.
That's my bad, right.
But we had everything we have now, plus we added a little bit further down into the Yuma Proving Ground. Right before you get to the Highway 8.
Cibola?
To the town.
Is that what that's
exactly
called? Exactly.
Yeah. And then we took in Wickenburg. And so, yeah, so now we had what we had before and then took in probably another 11,000 or so population.
How different is that part of the district once you get into Maricopa?
Not at all.
Once you get into Maricopa County?
No, they, you know, the people in Wickenburg are just like us. They're small town rural. They're Maricopa.
America first.
They're American first.
Mm-hmm.
And, the people, when you talk to them, their issues are the same issues that we have. And they, meaning this town, has been ignored as long as we've been ignored by Maricopa County and the eastern Arizona.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
So they have, you know, they were a little nervous at first, like, you know, who are these guys taking us in? And, you know, now we don't know you and this kind of thing. But, you know, we've spent a lot of time up there. And I say we, you know, again, Congressman Gosar, Senator Sonny Borelli and Leo Biasucci, House Representative, and other candidates. You know, one candidate is from there. And so we've spent a lot of time doing meet and greets and debates and just letting them get to know who we are. I remember we went to this was early on and nobody really knew us then. And we were in one of the parades they had down there. It was, like Western Days or something like that. I can't remember. And it was like, well, you know, sure, we'll be in the parade. Nobody's going to know us. And you should have heard the people screaming and yelling our names.
Wow.
They were so excited that we were there. I don't know what their representation was before, but they're very happy that people that are involved are taking the area.
The high school, I think, is the Wranglers. Was it like Wrangler Days or something like
that? It might have been.
Cowboy Days?
Yeah, Cowboy Day. I know there's a Cowgirl Up Day, and there's a...
Wow.
There's, you know, they have several different... I mean, it's a very, very active community.
There's a little spot in Wickenburg I always stop at when I go between Phoenix
and
this area. Yeah, and it's... let's just say they serve ice cream.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
my kind of place.
I love that spot. They have a great chicken sandwich.
Well, you know, I have spent, you know, quite a bit of time in the last few years up there because Mark and Eileen are there. And, you know, Eileen has been my best buddy ever since I've been in Arizona and will always be. And I adore Mark. He's a great person. He was an incredible mayor. And his mind is like a steel trap. You know, you ask him a number from way back. Like I called him and said, when did we actually start the rainy day fund? And he said, oh, you were on the council and we blah, blah, blah. I said, I thought I remembered that. But he's like gave me the dates and all this kind of stuff. He's amazing.
That is interesting.
So I've spent a lot of time there, and now that the people have come to know, not only have I, but I will, it's just opened up tremendously.
I always remember, Mark, for being on Speak Out back in the day, about 2007 to 2010 when I hosted the show, and his choice for music was always AC/DC.
Oh, I know it.
That was great. You just don't put it together. No offense, Mark, I just didn't associate you
with
AC/DC.
You know, I don't know, the last political win for him, we were at a little pub and all of our supporters were there, and it was so fun because, you know, they're playing some of the AC/DC songs, and most of the people are like,
huh? Yeah, right.
Oh, I forgot. That was an expression. You can't see that.
Right. But they're like, huh?
Yeah. And Mark's just loving it. He's just beating the, you know, I think he's a guitar player. So
oh,
he's
I didn't
beating
know
the guitar.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He's getting back into it.
I'd like to see
him
do that. I'd like to see him do that Angus Young duck walk. That'd
be
interesting.
We would all love that. We'd have to get him up here and tell him to bring his guitar.
All right, we're talking with Donna McCoy. She's a candidate for Legislative District 30 State Representative. We'll be right back in a moment. I'm going to get Donna's choice for music when we come back. And we'll talk about a lot of things. And you talked about an election night event.
Yes.
We'll talk about that when we come back because we're going to be hosting a live event from the Win-Win Casino.
That's where I'm being.
Right.
Yay.
That's where everybody's going to be, right? In Havasu, anyway. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue in just a moment. Stay with us. Yeah, perfect song for the road warrior in the house.
Oh, boy, I'll say.
That would be Donna McCoy. She is a Legislative District 30 State Representative candidate. And Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Horizon Community Bank, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, and by Patio Paradise. And I'm sure Donna already knows, if you want to listen to the show later, critique yourself or whatever. KNTRtalk.com is where we keep the archives.
Oh, good.
Says Speak Out right there. And we're also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. We'll have the creator of that app, Alyssa Zawisa. She'll be on Tuesday on the program.
Oh, great.
Talk about another one of the successful Cash App games that's going on this weekend. So you'll want to check that out on the app. There's the Cash App games, and a portion of the proceeds to those games this weekend are going to nonprofits throughout the city of Lake Havasu.
Great.
Got to love
Wonderful.
That, right?
No kidding.
Right, absolutely.
That's amazing.
And we talked about this a little bit before the break with Donna, but we're going to be providing election night coverage of the primaries at the Win-Win Bingo Casino at the Shops at Lake Havasu, right next to Dillard's.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it?
I am. We're going to be out there. We've invited all of our friends to come. And, it's going to be a great time.
I talked to you a little bit about this before the show.
Right.
And, I don't know, I guess this would be like... Boxers say one of their biggest fears is when you first walk into the ring and face your opponent.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just, sure. it's fear.
Yeah.
But I would have the fear of being around all these people on election night and then letting them down. My question would be, how do you prepare for that?
Well, I can tell you my greatest fear is to let down the people that have endorsed me and supported me so much. I have worked as hard as any person I know. And this is very important. I've taken this responsibility on as something that it's not just for Donna. This is not a title for Donna. This is for all the people that believe in me and support me. And I will be very devastated and disappointed if I don't make it. The way that you prepare is to continue to let yourself remember, I've done everything I can do. I've done everything I can do.
Right.
And now it's in God's hands. Honestly. If this job is supposed to be for Donna, and I have to say my husband Kim, because he has been every step of the way with me. And so if it is meant to be, then it will be. And if it's not, then, you know, all you can say is the voters have spoken, and, you know, go on from there. We have a plan A and a plan B. So we've talked about this. This is the late night talks that we, when we can't sleep because, you know, either we've just got out of something and our brains are, like you said, critiquing or whatever. You know, you do. You have those conversations of, well, this is what we'll do if we get the election, and this is what we'll do if we don't. And
I call it the 3:30 a.m. wake up moment.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, when you wake up an hour before your alarm, right?
Right, exactly.
Oh boy. So how did you? What you have? Plan A, Plan B.
Right.
So it's one is if you win, one
right.
is if you lose.
Well, you know, I've had my own personal business for over 30 years, and so. And the first thing my client says, well, what about me? You know, and so.
Let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's right.
What is your business?
Okay. My business name is Wake Up Makeup, and I'm a licensed esthetician and a permanent makeup artist. And I have been for 30 years.
Oh, very good.
So, that's, you know, mostly it's, helping women with their skin or how they look and that sort of thing. So, obviously, you know, the concern is what's going to happen with that. Well, if I get elected, starting in January, I will be in Phoenix from Sunday night until Thursday night.
Right.
Usually, there could be some changes with that, but primarily that's it. We'll come home late Thursday night, so I'll have Friday, Saturday, and then back to Phoenix on Sunday. So I will work with my clients on those days according to what needs to be done. And I've talked to all of my clients. They're all, you know, being gracious about, that's okay, I can wait, you know, there's not urgency. And then the people that are our winter visitor clients, you know, those are the ones that I'm going to, you know, really try to get
right.
them expedited in that period of time. After that, I only have to go to Phoenix periodically. So, and we will be staying in Phoenix through those times and then home for the weekend most of the time.
So there's not only voters, individuals in the district, of course, to
right.
talk to
right.
in Havasu, Kingman, Wickenburg, Bullhead City, and that. They're businesses, too. There's two
yes.
different electric utilities.
Right.
You know, there are internet companies. There's
right.
there's industry in this county
mm-hmm.
and in this district. Have you had a chance to talk to those people, and what are their concerns?
Well, I think that, you know, everybody's primary concern in the district we live in western rural Arizona, first priority is water. And, you know, Regina Cobb has done an incredible job in her working on water, the situation that we have. Leo Biasucci has worked tremendously with it, and so has Sunny. So I've been asking questions of any and every person I can to understand this. But this in our next legislative, you know, time is that's going to be the main primary fight that
right.
we're going to have is over water. And then there are multiple, depending upon which city you live in, multiple other problems, you know, from the economy, the high prices, to a border wall, to our election integrity, the schools, you know, parental rights of, you know, where their children go and get educated. And again, Leo and Sunny have done incredible things with that will continue. There are some things that they couldn't get through that's going to be a top priority as soon as we get back in session. And I've been fortunate that, you know, I know these two. We've worked together. I have high regards for them. And so whenever I can pick their brain, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
So that I'm up and current on what needs to be done.
Well, so far in the current session, we've done well with keeping Arizona out of our lives, especially
right.
getting the flat tax through in that.
Amazing.
I think what we really need to concern ourselves with now, especially with this administration,
right.
is on the federal level,
oh,
especially
yeah.
with energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about it is, it's, you know, for all of us, it's very worrisome that, you know, we're not going to have the energy that we need when we don't have the water to propel that. These are things that we have to act on today. We can't sit there and say, well, we need to be thinking about desalization, and we need to be thinking about, you know, a water canal or a water pipeline. You know, I mean, we need to get active on those. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because Mississippi has said, we'll help with the expense. Please help us. We're drowning. And so those are things.
I didn't realize that they would want to match.
They're like, they want to, I don't know if it's match for match, but they want to help. You know, they want to stop flooding because they're spending a fortune to prevent that, and it just breaks down.
Right.
So there are things that we can start doing right away, and we need to do right away. And so, the power is a huge one. Because especially with these temperatures, what are you going to do when your power goes off?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not going to be fun.
Well, a good start would be keeping the legislature red.
Absolutely. That's right. The most important.
Right.
We've got to stay red.
All right. Donna McCoy is our guest, a state representative candidate for Legislative District 30. She loves Journey, too.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Sorry, husband.
I don't understand that joke, but I guess we'll get into it off the air. All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie. Stay with us on Speak Out. Give us a call, 854-KNTR-928-854-5687 if you have a question for candidate Donna McCoy. We'll be right back. My favorite Eagles song of all time. Oh, sorry, Donna. Go ahead.
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On the Hotel California album, of course. And this is a remaster. I'm like, how can you remaster what's already perfect?
Yeah, so, no kidding.
Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, Sun Power by Esme Electric, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and our newest sponsor, Les Olson IT. Your company's one source for office technology. Go to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, it's OLSON.com/Kingman. Glad to have them aboard, too. And want to remind people to shop local, spend local, eat local, play local, vote local, right?
Absolutely.
Even when it comes to your cosmetic esthetician.
That's right. We are everywhere local, let me tell you.
Absolutely. So what do you think your priorities are, Donna, for? I mean, we know what Leo stands for. We know what Sunny stands for. What does Donna McCoy stand for?
Well, you know, first off, I always tell people that, you know, I'm definitely a conservative Republican. I believe in our Constitution. I believe in America first, and I believe in God. So those are the most important things for you to know about me. I am pro-life.
That's perfect.
There might need to be exceptions, but I will always support the laws that are governed, you know, in our state. But personally, my winnable vote is for life.
Personally, for me, if I can interject a minute.
Certainly.
We have way more important problems than the abortion issue.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I respect pro-choice. I respect pro-life.
Right.
I am pro-life.
I respect the person, you know.
Right.
You do what you want to do.
Right.
You want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You don't. You know, I'm not going to sit there and tell you. But I will, as an officer of the state, you know, follow the laws of what the people have said they want. I will always do that. So those are the important things. Personally, the things that I'm mostly worried about is, and I know that Sunny and Leo are working really hard on this, and this is one of the things that will be the first things we address along with water, is it will be the voter integrity. We have got to make sure that every person that wants to vote gets out to vote, and they feel that their vote is counted and meant something. You know, no matter how you feel on this subject, just the thought that, you know, people's votes were thrown in garbage cans or, you know, not counted or, you know, multiple were counted. We can't have that in this country. There can't even be the slightest thought of that happening in our country.
Right.
So that has definitely got to be scaled to a point that everybody feels comfortable that their vote counts.
Believe it or not, there's people out there rolling their eyes as you say that.
Absolutely.
But it should be one person, one vote.
Right. Absolutely.
And one qualified person, one qualified vote.
Exactly.
You know.
And I'm not criticizing. I mean, what happened has happened. I do believe it's not over. But as far as I'm concerned, from this point on, we move on. We go, we get it set up so we never have to worry about that again. And that's what needs to be done, in my opinion. Also, that one of the most important things is our borders. Not only because people are entering our country illegally, but primarily because they are taking benefits away from the citizens, the children that need help, the elderly that need medications. You know, when we're here in the wintertime and we have our influx of winter visitors, which personally I love, I think they bring a lot of benefit to our city. But when they're here, you can't get in to see the doctor. And if you put that on top of the 300 million people that have entered our country illegally, what does that leave for, you know, the citizens that have worked their whole life and need medical care, need mm-hmm. food, need whatever it is that is going on. You know, we have got to get that under control. I'm all about people entering our country if they do it legally. We can't go to any country without being checked and scanned and ID'd. And so these are things that is, you know, only fair and only right.
You make a really good point, especially when it comes to Medicaid. And
yes.
It's called the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, I
right.
believe. ACCESS.
Yes.
Right? The acronym is ACCESS.
ACCESS.
I read the last budget signed by Governor Ducey,
uh-huh.
and there was an increase in funds, and they allowed for more money to go to ACCESS because 50% of all pregnancies, according to the budget paperwork that
right.
I saw, across the state, are paid for by ACCESS.
Yes.
How do we change that?
You know,
That's a large number.
That's a large number. I don't think there's an easy answer to that. But I think that, number one, if you stop or slow down the individuals coming into our country that are, you know, getting here and then they're being signed up for ACCESS, and we know that there are a lot of women, we know there are a lot of kids, we know that there are a lot of pregnant women coming into our country, and God knows, I don't want anybody to suffer or to do without, but we have to take care of us first. That's why it's America first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're here to help. And we've done this from the beginning of time. We have helped people all over the world. And we're not going to stop, but we need to take care of our people first and make sure that our kids have food. There are kids that go to school without breakfast. There are kids that don't have lunch money or lunches.
Kids who don't come home to dinner.
Kids who don't come home
yeah.
to dinner. These are things that we need to take care of. And it truly is America first with that.
Again, we're talking with Legislative District 30 State Representative candidate Donna McCoy. And if you want to talk to Donna, give us a call, 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Heck, just save it in your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
A
exactly.
lot of people already have after
exactly.
20 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, they didn't have a cell phone 20
right.
years ago, but you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Or they have it on auto dial. So we talked a little bit about this off the air during the break, but what committees do you think Donna McCoy is the most interested in?
Well, this is funny because the first time I talked to Sonny and Leo, I said, you know, what are you thinking? What are good committees? And you know, they're pretty much, well, anything that is interesting to you, anything that you have experience with, anything that you have a little knowledge about will be good for you. And they said, but it really doesn't matter. You're going to pick three, and they're going to give you what we want.
I see. You know, where you're needed.
It's like if you happen to fall into that category, you know, you might get one of the three that you liked. But, you know, you may not. So it's no sense dialing in as this is what I want to do. And I was just asked this the other night in, believe it or not, Bouse or Courtside, I can't remember, one of those two. they asked what we'd want to do, and I was like, oh, I hadn't really thought about that. And I said, well, I've always felt that we have to support our police and our law enforcement officers and also our fire service. Now, each one of them is paid, of course, by city, county, or state. Mm-hmm. So they're not paid by legislators or anything. We don't set the pay scale for that. But there are oftentimes things they need that we need to make sure they have, especially on the border. And, you know, those are the kind of committees that I'd love to serve on. I also have a little medical background. And so I'd be very interested in the physician and healthcare.
Right.
You know, for 20 years, I was a cardiovascular technician. And then some people don't know that I worked for 4 years. I was actually appointed by the governor to be on the Arizona State Medical Board.
Well,
now, this was something that I was completely vetted on. The FBI checked me out. And I served on a board with 10 physicians, all different categories of physicians, mm-hmm. and there were two public members, and I was one of those. It was an incredible experience. I mean, when people have a problem, they file a claim or they file something to the medical board, and then it's investigated by investigators, physicians. They talk to nurses and hospitals and physicians and other people that they work with, and it's completely vetted before it even comes to us. And then we have the time to go through it and then, you know, to ask the questions that we need of other specialties. And it was an absolutely amazing experience. I became very, very good friends with my PDR and my medical dictionary.
What's a PDR?
PDR is the, you know, the physician's drug medical. I forget what the actual
like
stands for.
Like a directory?
For. But yeah.
Okay.
And so it tells you, like, you know, the different types of illnesses and what medicines used and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh.
So it's all about, you know, getting the names of things and making sure you're getting the right stuff. So I became very, very familiar with those items because, you know, 20 years as a cardiovascular technician doesn't prepare you for surgeries and limbs lost and lives lost and things like that. There are all kinds of things. So it was extremely interesting. But there were times that we said, no, the doctor's not responsible for this. It was not his fault. You know, and times when we'd say, okay, doctor, you need to take a break, go back, take some classes, you know. And so it was a very fulfilling relationship. That one I actually have experience in. So I think that would be a good place for me to start. You know, I've thought about the military, of course. My husband served 27 years as a Marine.
I think you would be fantastic in some sort of veterans committee.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've served in lots of veterans committees in my 20 years. Even beyond that, here in Lake Havasu. And then transportation, I think, would be great. Now, appropriations is fun because then you have your hands on the pocketbook.
Yeah, right, you know? Right. But, plus, you'd be following in Regina Cobb's shoes.
Exactly.
Right.
But on the other hand, you know, my husband has the checkbook because Don is not good at that stuff. You know? So I think that any of the positions that they put me at, I'm going to be thrilled. And I understand you usually have about three to four, depending, you know, committees that you're on. So it's going to be a multitude, and they're going to put us where they think we're best needed.
I would think, too, with the medical background, that you would have a lot of experience with insurance, with those types of issues that come up during with
That's
legislation.
When I worked as a cardiovascular technician, you know, I worked with doctors, I worked with patients,
right.
I worked with insurance companies, I worked in big offices, little offices, and, you know, hospitals. So, yeah, it's a variety of experience that I could bring if that's the one they think I'm would be best qualified for.
So Tuesday's the primary. Today is the last day of early voting, and I've been telling people, we had a call the other day, a really good call, where do I vote? And it would be at the library here in Lake Havasu City on McCulloch. Across from us, as a matter of fact, here in the Woods Building, the library in Bullhead City, which is on Hancock, and the Catherine Heidenreich Center in Kingman, from what I understand. So, okay, the final days are coming up, and we know how much you're on the road, especially today, yesterday, the whole week, 2 weeks for that matter. What are you doing in the final days of the campaign? How are you going to outwork your opponents?
Well, you know, I, again, just doing what I've done for the last year is be at every single event that I can. Tonight, we're going to Kingman. There's an event with Paul Gosar. Tomorrow morning, there's another event with Paul Gosar in Bullhead, and then you're taxing my brain here. And then we're going to Meadview. There is a debate for all of the candidates in Meadview. Monday, there's an event that we're going to in Bullhead City again. So we're just doing everything that we possibly can to be a part of that. And then on Monday, I start off with the Mojave County Supervisors Meeting, the Kingman Republican Women's Luncheon, and then the London Bridge Republican Women's Meeting. Tuesday morning, I get up to the Republican Men's Meeting in Lake Havasu, and I go to the Republican Women's Luncheon. And then, depending upon how I'm feeling, there's, you know, council meetings on Tuesday. But my main concern on Tuesday evening is going to be to party.
Out at the Win-Win Casino, of course, at the Shops at Lake Havasu. So, wow. What a schedule.
It's busy. Yeah, and that's how it's been for the last year.
And you're no stranger to Bullhead City or Kingman as well. You were on the Tri-City Council.
Tri-City Council. So, you know, I've been endorsed by three mayors, and a vice mayor who will probably be the next mayor in Bullhead City. So I've been endorsed by mayors. I know the city council people. I know, you know, the police chiefs and the firefighters.
Who are the three mayors besides Mark Nexon?
Mark Nexon, Cal Sheehy, and Tom Brady. From Bullhead. So they've all endorsed me. I've been endorsed by the Arizona State Police Association, the Arizona State Professional Firefighters Association, and I've also been endorsed by the Hospital and Welfare Committee in out of Phoenix.
You obviously don't live on endorsements because you're just pulling these in off the top of your head.
Yeah, I mean, these are like, you know, and I have to say that, you know, 98% of my endorsements, 99% of my endorsements have been personal endorsements. And even as a congregation, my church endorsed me. So these are things that mean the world to me. And, you know, I just want to do well to show how much I appreciate.
You know, one of the most impressive endorsements to me, that person that's endorsed you, was Russ Mascari.
Yes. Yeah, he's amazing.
That's huge.
That's huge.
For someone like Russ to endorse you
From the Marine Corps.
She must be a worker because he's tireless.
Yeah, I know it. That man goes forever. I mean, he's helped me on my website, you know, because I'm not real techie, so he's helped me with that. And, yeah, I've just had incredible, you know, the Campbell family has endorsed me and supported me. You know, the list just goes on. I've had physicians and, you know, gosh.
So we only have about a minute left.
Okay.
Where do you think you're running the strongest? And then kind of down from there, where are you running the strongest right now besides Lake Havasu City?
You know, we have no way of knowing because we haven't done polls or things
like
that.
That's why I said, where do you think?
I think is, number one, Lake Havasu. Number two, Bullhead. Number three, Bouse, Parker, Wickenburg, Courtside, Kingman, you know, and that particular area, I think.
So you're well-received in Wickenburg.
Yes, I was very well-received there. And the people were great. You know, and the other candidates, there are two from Kingman, one from Bullhead, and one from Wickenburg. So You know, there's going to be splitting of it, and there's going to be loyalties, and I understand all of that. But qualified, I'm the person with the most experience to do this particular job. There are a lot of qualified people out there,
right,
and they've all done a great job.
So did you have to wear a cowboy hat? Did you have to cover up the hair, Don? In Wickenburg.
You know what? Cowgirls love big hair.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
I fit right in.
That's very true. Don, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Have you voted
Thank
yet?
Thank you. I am going to vote the day of.
That's what I do.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't made my choices, you know, completely. Well, I mean, I have, but.
I always say that the flag stands out a little bit bolder, and the colors are super bright and bold on election day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Donna, great to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Good luck.
Remember, the real McCoy.
Donna McCoy, our guest, and I'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
But she can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you, and you soon find out it's true. And then you'll have to eat your lunch all by yourself.
All right, a little Glenn Frey. Love it. And the Eagles, of course. Sonny Borelli going to be on the show on Monday. We'll have Sonny for the entire hour. And don't forget, Sean Hannity's up next. Karate Man, after news and a short break. We'll see you on Monday. Stay hydrated.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.